Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the new Mazda BT50, the complete package. There's two things we want you to do for us this week. First is, if you haven't hit us up on Instagram, go do that at Hardball Gets AFL. We'll be taking a lot of questions from the crowd the last few weeks. Get involved with the 2-minute warning. And the other one is, if you haven't subscribed, hit that button. Tell a friend, make them hit that button. Get their friends to hit that button as well. All right, it's a 2-minute warning for round 8. Let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
You see yourself up already.
I'm going well. I keep gifting you guys stuff.
Mate, I'm sitting here. I've got to go somewhere. Maria Magic stuff.
Oh,
a bit
good.
Of fantasy stuff,
yeah,
after
okay.
this.
Excellent.
And I'm waiting for you. Yep. And you walk in and go, sorry, mate, just the fashion people just trying to get some different gear. Mate, you got a head like an asshole. Oh. Just jump in a bag of fruit and be grateful that you've got one.
Had too much time picking out the right suit. Oh. What'd you go for? Is it just a blue? You always just wear a blue one.
Just gonna say, I don't see a great mix up in your life.
I don't pick the suits. Bridget from Wardrobe picks the suits.
So are these your suits or theirs?
No, there's Seven just gives you a couple, a couple a year, a couple of shirts.
Do they?
Yeah. See, I would wear a suit if they gave me a suit.
Yeah, and who's the suit by?
MJ Bale.
So, mate,
I think they've got some kind of deal.
Do they?
I think so. Yeah.
You got any pull there?
I reckon I've got about 15 suits.
Look, I need a new suit or two.
Yeah, mate, same too.
No, I don't think I'd get a leg in yours because you're a little weasel.
if MJ Bale's out there and you want to hit us up, we'll wear suits every week.
I'll wear suits in. Don't worry about that.
Drop it in. Nice pinstripe number today. Navy pinstripe.
I've got a suit guy now. Have you used a suit guy before?
What's that?
I've got a suit guy, Jared Briotti.
Oh, you've been there a few times.
Yeah, he said he sets you up with a suit.
Yeah, that's great.
This is where you rent.
Sue Vault, shout out Sue Vault.
You rent the suit. Do you pay? Clearly
yes,
not.
Yes, no, I do.
Yeah. Oh,
do
you?
You don't have to give a plug in your pay.
Okay, sorry.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
I don't. They're very, very good.
I know he listens to the pod too, so Jared, just shout out. This can happen again.
No.
looks a lot like Mark Hutchings and they're best mates. Is that right?
Yeah, they're best mates. I was only saying going into this with Zave that we didn't actually have much to hang on you this week, and then you just gifted
good.
Us that bit.
No,
on
I had
a, always find something.
I'd like a bit of a nod because I had a good week on the tweet last week. I took the advice that was given by you guys, and I'd made sure everything I had last week was accurate before I put it out there. And I think I had a good weekend. Good week.
Did you break anything?
That Duggan had surgery. And the time frame.
That's right, Dougie. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I should have told you that on Monday, actually.
That would have been handy. That would have been handy.
No, I actually didn't know that.
There was something else. I don't know.
Ah, good enough.
If we find out.
I didn't embarrass myself, which was
good job,
that's
mate.
Good. That's a good start.
I took it on board.
If we find out tomorrow that Nick Nat's broken his leg and you've just declined
can
to
you
mention
tell
it.
Me
No, actually, funny enough, Nick Nat today, though, we were trying to get his voicemail. He's got one of those voicemails.
Oh, it's the worst.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, no.
What do you do? Hello? Yeah, mate, it's me, X. Please leave him. Yeah, one of those ones.
Yeah.
We tried to get it this morning on the radio station because Jenna, who I work with, her voicemail is simply, I don't check this, so please email me.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, so we tried to get Nick's, and so we rang, didn't ring it through or anything. About 20 minutes later, we're chatting to Dennis Cometti, and Nick Nat starts flashing up on the screen. He's like, oh, I got a message. I got a phone call from this number. Don't worry about it, Nick. Go back to bed.
I hate that message because I'm always trying to chase him down for work stuff and he never answers the phone.
Has he ever fulfilled his contractual requirements?
It's a very loose contract. We have a good relationship with Nick. He's a good fella, but he can be hard to get a hold of sometimes. Yeah. If you're listening, Nick, just answer the phone, mate, and change that message because I think last time I heard it, I abused him.
Yeah.
So change your message. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's been going for 10 years.
I think his one contractual agreement that has been lived up to is that any footage of Rhino hitting a shot over him is deleted.
I promise you, by the end of this season, there will be a release.
Who's got the footage of how shit Nick is?
Well, I think it would probably come under the ownership of my boss, Ray.
So what are we going to get it?
Shannon, right? Mate, well, this is the second Ray Cook. He told me specifically not to mention his name again on the Hardball Gets podcast.
Well, Ray, if you're listening, release the vision. Release the vision of Nick Nat getting
it's
schooled.
It's what the people want.
Just a director's cut. Promise it won't get shared more than a couple of thousand times.
Is Ray higher than you, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Ray's like the Anthony, the editor equivalent on the...
So I've only just freshly got my swiper. So I'm not going to buy into this conversation in case it's taken from me. So I love you, Ray.
Release the vision.
All right, let's go.
All right, this is a two-minute warning. There is one I wanted to drop from the questions off Instagram. Blair George, simple question first up. I'll put it to you, gents. Fight night, David Koch versus Eddie Maguire. Who are you taking?
Eddie's from the wrong side of the tracks originally.
Where's Koshy from?
Don't know, but Eddie's from like...
Koshy works in high finance.
Yes.
Now he does, but...
Yeah. No, maybe, but same as Eddie, but Eddie was in a rough area growing up.
True.
And...
But if Koshy went for Port... Koshy from South Australia?
Yeah.
If he went for Port Adelaide, he's going to be a bit of a...
We don't know much about his background.
No.
This is the thing. He could be a scrapper from Port Adelaide.
Eddie would be an absolute dog in a fight.
You reckon?
He'd bite everything.
Yeah, I think Eddie would do whatever.
Like that yesterday, the particularly part I liked was where he was like, look, I'm not going to weigh in on this. And then he went,
You don't want to end up with a broken nose.
Correct. That bit at the end there, that made me think he's a fighter. He likes a scrapper.
Oh, he'll go.
Is it from Broady? Is it Broady?
Broadmeadows,
right.
These mics a bit different today. I feel like I can't see.
I know, same.
I don't feel comfortable.
Feels like just because Josh isn't here, it doesn't feel right. Yeah.
So Josh is eating pasta in Adelaide as of about half an hour ago. I saw. All right. So once again.
Oh, so hold on. Who are we taking? We all backing Eddie.
I'm Eddie.
Yeah, I think Eddie.
Koshy's a bigger dude. That doesn't mean anything.
Eddie's not small.
No.
Koshy's
quite
Eddie's straight. Like, I'm not saying
Eddie's
quick.
Taller
but Koshy's like when you see him, you're like, oh wow.
Eddie would be bigger than Koshy.
You reckon?
Yeah. In size. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'd still take Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie's not small.
Although Koshy's a seven man, so.
Well, yeah, so we'd go on Koshy then, obviously. Yeah.
What if the fight's at 5 a.m.? Then you'd back Koshy because he's used to
getting
up. I've
realised that this is the Port Adelaide topic I've got written down.
Oh, okay.
Koshy v. Eddie.
Let's save that.
All right, we might come back around to that one. Adelaide.
Hey, so obviously the showdown, Kane Corns for the West this week leading in and pre-derby, you know, the derby has nothing on the showdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot to the showdown, I didn't think. I thought it was just like a hard game of footy. But were you surprised the way that young kid McAdam got KO'd?
McHenry, sorry.
Ned. Oh, his name Ned.
Yep.
McHenry got KO'd. Wasn't a lot of resistance from Adelaide players.
No, there wasn't a heap.
He was a kid.
Mm.
And he was seeing stars.
And McHenry.
And if it was such a big rivalry where we're all, rah, 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 I'm going to rip the walls down, we're mad dogs.
That should have started a fight.
You would have thought.
Yeah.
It was as meek as you ever seen. The kid clearly got smashed. It wasn't like you couldn't tell that it had happened because it clearly was a slam tackle. Is there a suspension come out yet?
He's at the tribunal.
He's going straight to.
So 3 weeks, right?
And from all accounts, McHenry is a scrapper and is one of those guys who's always first in. Light for a
I mean, he's the well, he's a 20,
he's a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
20-year-old, weighs 73 kilos and 180 centimetres.
And he's been done by Scotty Lysett, twice his size.
And was just, I originally thought, well, if the case for this being such a rival, the showdown, and, you know, how much it far out trumps the derby.
It's not a.
That was a moment in the first quarter where that should have been fireworks. A kid, 20-year-old, absolutely buried by a ruckman. And was there one push?
No.
About one. Well,
realistically, those rivalries are only great when the two teams are at least sort of close.
Do you know where they're only great?
Yeah.
They're only great in your state.
Yeah.
There's been some great showdowns.
When they're right at the top of the table.
Yeah, or they're both in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
I think the showdowns have, over time, been better than the
derbies.
Watched the showdown and then watched the... Sydney.
Yeah, that was a better game.
Who did Sydney play? Sydney played Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yep. So I did the scoreboard thing down the bottom I put tape over the scoreboard. So I didn't know the score.
You're going to lead the charge on this. I reckon they'll change it. Your voice is strong enough. It's like Thursday night teams with the fantasy guys leading the charge. I reckon your voice will lead the charge. We'll see that disappear.
Well, teams are out on Thursday now.
I know. Yeah, people power.
A few thousand likes.
You should
do
a poll like they do.
Brisbane.
And then just get it going. Brisbane, this is me. Do you know what's great to see? Joe Danaher smiling. He's having fun playing footy. There was multiple occasions in that game yesterday afternoon where I just saw Joe having a laugh, having a smile. He went to have that kick from like 60 hours. I'm having a shot.
Yeah, Babe Ruth.
And I was like, this is great. Like, Happy Joe is good. Now, is he having a good season? Let me ask you this. He's played every game.
Yeah.
That's a huge tick, right? We haven't seen that in a long time.
It's like Grant Birchall and those players who get there. They just
suddenly
get back on the track.
Weather.
McCarthy.
The warmer weather helps
big time.
Link.
That humidity, and it's good for the bones.
Okay.
15 and a half disposals.
Yeah.
Six marks. So decent stats. Mm. Not like world record breaking. Mm. 14 goals, which puts him at 22nd overall. So
two goals a game, is it? That's fraction less.
Not quite. Mm. Yeah. 15 contested marks, which is about 15th overall, and six intercept marks, not a lot, but second amongst key forwards. So he does go up the ground a bit when he's in playing in the ruck.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that he's happy, are we thinking that Joe's having a good contribution at this point?
Yeah. Took a hanger on a goal umpire yesterday.
And another hangout, which was actually a really good mark, but because he's so big, it gets underrated.
To be fair, I think he's going how I thought would probably see him go. I don't think Joe's ever been the best forward in the game. I don't think he's ever been. He's probably got a level above, I reckon, to go, Joe. Yeah. You know, game where he kicks six or seven.
So
or
you
something.
Say he's never been the best forward, but he had the potential to be, right?
Yeah.
That one season, did he kick 67?
Yeah, where he was just about to launch.
Yeah, we thought Ben then injuries and one of
this is exactly what you expected, wasn't it?
I think a little 10% bump.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see it. I think this first 8 to 10 games is him getting his legs back, and Brisbane are clicking a bit too.
The little motorbike rider behind him or around him starting to play really well.
Yes.
And that also gets you twitching a fair bit. No longer
up and about.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see the second half of the season, touch wood for injuries, but I reckon Joe's going to be.
It's the first time in his career where he's ever been told, like, we don't need you to be.
After we record, can we come back to a Starcevic question?
Absolutely. Okay. Carlton. So you shat the bed, up about 30 points coming into three-quarter time.
Which they do a lot.
They did do a lot. But there was a man who's reportedly getting paid $800,000 a year, recruited as a damaging burst midfielder.
We're not talking about Zach Williams again, are we?
We're doing. He had nine disposals.
Pressure was on yesterday.
He had nine disposals.
But didn't he get hurt in the first quarter?
He gets hurt every week, man.
But this is just not like. But this is the thing, and this comes back to our point that we've made on Zach Williams a few times. I look back, okay, when was the last time he had nine disposals? It's round three last year. Like, it's not that long ago. And this is part of the.
And missed a lot of footy last year, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. This is like overpaid.
Well, when you look at Joe versus him, Joe's been a success. The Williams recruit has absolutely not.
I said at the time, did you ever see the teams at GWS when Zach Williams was out? Did you go, shivers me timbers, they're going to be hard pressed this week? Or when he was included, did you go, oh, thank God, the $900,000 players back in.
Do you know who what? They miss Jack Martin more than they miss Zach Williams.
Yeah.
And Martin will be back in, I think, 2 weeks. But I don't,
it's just not like this is a
it
the
hasn't
jump,
been a success.
The jump is it hasn't come and it doesn't
well,
look
well, there's
like
another guy out of contract who's going like a busted too.
Paddy Cripps.
Mm.
Paddy Cripps.
Yeah. So the talk this week has all been, should Harry be getting paid more than Paddy Cripps, Harry Mackay?
Well,
did
you say half-time, Cripper started on the bench? And the commentators went, well, you know, he's been on the bench too long. I actually think he wasn't in their best players.
Mm.
Kurnow was second best on ground. Sam Walsh is one of the favourites of the Brownlow.
Yeah.
And, you know, arguably probably the third. But he wasn't their two best midfielders by any stretch of the imagination. He probably deserved to start on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, Ed Kurnow's had an outstanding year. Walsh has had an outstanding year. And pay-wise, Harry Mackay will be.
He's having a good year to kick 30 in the first 8 rounds.
He'll be putting his hand out.
He's so big. Like,
he just goes
up and he just clunks them, and you're like, holy crap, this guy's unstoppable. Mm. Sometimes he looks like the best forward in the game. Sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree. Any pressure off Nathan Buckley?
No.
And did you hear Ross Lyon's conversation on Triple M?
I didn't.
Mr. Goey?
No, it was a conversation regarding the prison bars and the Collingwood.
Oh
what did he say? He went full on Eddie.
Let me guess, he went to Collingwood.
Full Eddie and spoke about trademark. And the room was five, I think it was 4-on-1. And Ross the boss, very, very firm that they should not be changing their jerseys.
Did I say to you guys last week that the De Goey conversation was no accident?
Yeah.
Him being hard on De Goey
was
for the Collingwood board. Oh, that's what we need. That's what Jordan De Goey needs. Someone who'd be tough with him, you know, a bit of tough love. That all of these conversations are trending.
So this
in one
is he's hitting the Hastings, doing the old school politics, shaking hands and kissing babies. Last time, because last time it was all cloak and dagger behind the scenes, came out of nowhere. Yeah. It's a very different Ross pitch.
Yeah, he's bloody good to listen to. They do that Sunday show. He's bloody good to listen to.
I miss him as a coach.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
I reckon he's one of the most fascinating characters in footy.
So if you do get the chance to listen to how strong Ross was on Collingwood, about the 24-minute mark of the podcast.
Have you also noticed the name Jeff Brown is coming up a lot?
Well, he's going to be president within 12 months.
Tommy Brown's old man.
Yeah.
And best mates with Eddie.
Yeah.
Funny that. So Eddie goes and his best mate's going to be president.
Tom Brown putting his house up for sale, about $2.5 million worth, all paid off. I've done a little bit of digging.
Hello.
Tommy Brown has a house worth $2.5 million.
And it's not even the one he lives in, I don't think.
I've got to call the boss.
I'm pretty sure. Who's the boss?
Ray.
Shit, I didn't know Ray was that high.
$2.5 million.
Yeah. So there you go. That's going to be an interesting one to watch. I noticed that Tom Brown has stepped away from commenting on Collingwood,
retract a few of those comments.
Essendon, a little bit of a shout out to, by the way, good finish by them the other night. Almost pinched one. Will Snelling.
Yep.
Unheralded player. He's 23 now. One game at Port in 3 years. You know, he hasn't missed, didn't miss a game last season. He's played every game this season for Essendon. He's a really solid little player. 16 disposals, 5 tackles and a goal a game. He's 5th in goal assists in the AFL. He's 10th in forward 50 ground balls, 12th in score involvements, kicked 8 goals. I reckon he's just a nice little player. And I think he's the kind of guy that goes under the radar and we assume that he's an in and out type. But he's in there. He's solidly in there 22.
It's a bit like buddy Luke Brown from Adelaide.
He's just always there.
I got asked how many games he played that. I said 50.
And?
He's up to 180. Is
what? Yeah. Luke Brown?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot of football for number 16.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how he got onto that, but I was shocked. But it'll be one of those where you get to 100, you go, 100? I thought he played 8 games.
Essendon probably got a couple of those. Like, we put heat on a lot of blokes, but I saw when Matt Guelfi came on, and you just expect Matt Guelfi to be like in the last four or outside the team. Came on, just actually had a real impact towards the end of the game.
Well, they're the types that you just...
Did he have an impact or does he just have blonde hair? Sometimes
I think you
I
see
that.
His impact a lot. And he plays with energy. Yeah. That's the other thing. Oh, these are the guys that you're getting games into them and suddenly they've played 100 and whatever and you're like, they're just a really solid AFL player. Yeah. So it's not just the can we find a star in Cox or Perkins or whoever, but it's can we also find the guys who are going to be 14 to 22 and just be soldiers and do everything and be reliable. Mason Redmond's another one like that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Redmond. Yeah, good player. I am a fan of Redmond.
Just a good, solid player.
I do think that they've got to just get Zach, and I know I'm biased, but they've got to get Zach Merritt signed. That's to be the 100%. Biggest priority.
Do we have the buzzer?
No, but you have to. Like 36 again on the weekend.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's his kicking that's spectacular. And you look at McGrath off that and now Parrish obviously as well.
I think we'll see an avalanche of contracts come out after the CBA gets...
When's that going to be
announced? Yeah, it's pretty soon, I think. Okay. Within the next month. So I think once that comes, we'll just see a bombardment.
So is it just like amendments to what they already had?
Yeah, because some of it's percentage-based and that sort of stuff. Yeah. So you've got to work out the exact number. You can't work on a number you don't know.
Yeah. Fremantle. So Michael Walters. Mark Duffield had a good column this morning. He said the problem is that Nat Fyfe can get it, but he can't kick it. Michael Walters can kick it, but he can't get it. Like, so that's one of the issues that he's forward. He just can't seem to get around the ball. He had a delayed preseason, and he was injured. He was jogging most of the preseason.
But he had 21 touches last week against, was it West Coast last week?
Yeah.
And we said in the call, and Dennis was on it. I haven't, other than Sonny did a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row.
Yeah.
You just have not seen it. And he's 21.
I think last week he got a lot late.
Yeah, but they tick that off, and I'm like, that Sonny's not. Sonny should be pushing to be in the top 10 players of the competition.
He's all Australian.
But he's 30 now.
Yeah, which is...
Is there a chance we've seen the best?
I don't think that's an out.
Yeah, but when you're 30 and you're having a real form slump, you have to find a way to pull yourself out of it quick.
But I reckon the best players in the competition would only be 30.
Yeah, but they're not out of form.
No, but I know that, but I'm just saying, like, it's not unusual to see the best players in the competition.
No, that's
years
true.
Old.
Because I understand the thinking about trying to have him forward because he's a damaging forward, but... I don't buy that can't play some of these guys in the midfield when, like, Chera's out. Like, you're not getting in games into guys that you reckon are your 200 games.
Sarong started the game so well again, ended with 16 or something.
But he's only playing about 60%
games. Do you know where I'd love to see Sonny to try and get him back into form?
Where?
Halfback. And just go...
Wow, that's different.
Yeah, weird, I know. I'm not on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you go, just go. See it. Go. Get your 1, 2, 3, 4. It kicks it beautifully. Who have they got down there at the moment who's good by foot?
But they've got no one left down there.
That's what I mean. So it's like they're filling it with scrappers anyway.
Yeah.
So if Sonny gets beaten one-on-one, it's not the end of the world.
I feel like we spend the whole of Sonny's career talking about, what if we just did this? I hate that we've never seen the absolute peak.
Are they any better now than they were under Ross?
Oh, they're
better. They're younger.
They're 4-4.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Where were they last year?
Yeah, they were ordinary last year, but I think they're improving. Yesterday was a difficult
day. Very big month coming up.
Big month.
Bulldogs, Port, and Geelong. So obviously West Coast sold the farm to get Tim Kelly in and cost them a fortune. Cam Guthrie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon that Geelong sat there knowing what they had in Cam Guthrie? Already this year he's had games of 40, 35, 36, 30.
I reckon he's one of those ones that they like, wow, hit the jackpot there.
Yeah, or is it just the way they play with, like, obviously can't
he's
stop
always been
in.
A good.
Nah, look at him. Look at his numbers, mate.
I reckon it's like, you know, an Antiques Roadshow where, like, the old lady rocks up with a clock and she's like, well, what's this worth? And they're like, 40 grand. And you're like, what?
Yeah, so
that's
this is
Cam Guthrie. 100%.
This is a 2019 season, the last seven games. Mate, he is incredible.
Is this why they stick with Zach Guthrie too? Because they're thinking maybe he can
come
to
100%.
The narrative around him from Geelong fans is, not Zach Guthrie again, but maybe just be patient.
They're
late bloomers.
Cam Guthrie was just...
I think there's a Ben Guthrie who does media for the Players Association, so he might jump in.
He's their brother
the Geelong
as well.
Media time.
Is he a brother? Cam and Zach look different, though.
Yeah.
Zach looks like a string
man. Much smaller.
But he has put on size.
Why are you still working at... You know, Cam Guthrie was working at Cold Rock? Like on his days off, he would just work at Cold Rock.
He must have owned a Cold Rock.
Well, the ice cream shop.
You know, he just got a job. He's just like, I just got bored.
To keep
and
him
so
busy.
He got a job.
When was this? Not when he's now on 600 a year, sure.
Yeah, he was probably getting paid decent wages.
He owns the Cold Rock now.
Yeah, now he owns several.
Is that the
Cold
one
Rocks.
Where you put like
and
Zach's bars
and Zach's stuff?
Yeah,
you
put like gummy bears, mate.
Yeah, Danny Scarborough. Don't miss the Nutella. Get that in there.
Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Really poor. From them on the weekend. They need to put a game like that away. They let St Kilda back in. It should have been dusted. I tipped them. I'm really annoyed.
Did we all tip 9 on the weekend? Or was that just me?
Did you tip 9?
Oh, bang.
Did you really?
Mate, I'm now on the left side of the tipping board.
Did you actually tip 9?
Yeah, 9 out of 9, baby.
I reckon I got about 4.
Yeah, king. No, you actually weren't that bad. Because I'm even with you now and I'm finally on the right. No. I've skipped you, actually. I've gone over. Yeah,
are we both on the left side then now?
Nah.
I reckon I'm
top of the right.
I think I'm equal with you.
Okay. So I had a bad week.
So they're 3-5.
I went for North.
You know, if they win that game, they're in the 8. They would have been 4-4 with a decent percentage. It would have gone just ahead
of
Richmond.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see them. It's hard to say that they're being terrible, but that's the kind of performance that you need them to win at this point.
Yep.
Like, you're evening the ledger. You're still in the mix of finals. Again, we didn't expect them to make finals, but we wanted them to be in the mix. The next 5, Brisbane at home. Obviously, that you're probably tipping Brisbane there. They've got to go to Geelong. So they're
cross.
You're looking at 2 losses. Hawthorn in the Goldie.
Tick.
They should easily win that. Fremantle here in WA. You'd think they'd
be close. That's a 50-50, yeah.
Yeah, it depends who's back for Freo. And Port on the Goldie.
Cross.
Mm. So
it wouldn't surprise me if they got Port somehow. Yeah, you lose over here to Freo, then get Port
at home. I reckon the Freo Port, if you can split them,
you're
probably doing pretty well.
That,
and you beat Hawthorn, and then you go 2-3. But
2-3 through a tough
month. And then when's Matt Rowell back?
He's only about 6 weeks away now, I think.
Must be close.
Just a quick shout out. David Swallow had 13 tackles on the weekend, 28 disposals.
Yeah.
He's just a soldier up there. He's going to have a really bad percentage on his lose. Like, when he retires, he'll be like the all-time losingest player.
He'll have a bad record, but he'll have a medal named after
him. A quick one. Are we overhyping Lukosius? And I am a Lukosius man, as many. I reckon all of a sudden we've gone too far on his kicking.
Yeah,
we don't recognise the one he butchers.
They're moving him around too much.
He tries to bite off way too much, and then he hits one lace out and they go, oh, there's the kick.
Well,
but
he doesn't
butchers
get the
it
half
now.
Back anymore. Now they're playing him in random spots. Yeah. He's getting these weird kicks around
Stay
the body.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be.
Correct.
GWS. So this is a Sam Taylor shout out. 8 marks in defence. I pushed you to get
our
into
boy.
Your team.
He's in our team.
Kale Hooker was quiet. Was he on Kale for most of the game?
Yes. Well, no, not at the end, but that mark
where
Sam Taylor just cannoned on in. Okay, Keith was right up his smacker on that one.
So I really tuned into this game at the end, and that's when the whips were cracking and the Bombers just couldn't
He's very
get past
underrated,
him.
Sam Taylor.
They just couldn't get past him at the end. Nah, he just took every mark.
So he was flipped the coin, I've said it multiple times, with Norton. in that draft year.
Yep. They were both the two key defenders for
key
WA.
Key defenders, both, yeah.
I spent a day out there with Sam Taylor at the farm in...
with the 400 Taylor kids?
Yeah, there's lots of them. Yeah. Around the quad bikes. It's a bloody good day. And he's so quiet.
He's quiet, but he's cheeky.
Yeah, and skinny. Skinny
not
fella.
Skinny anymore. You're not looking anymore. At him, you're like,
he got good legs on him.
Yeah, he's solid.
He's starting to find the ball a bit, too.
Yeah, he was as good a mark as Norton, if not better.
Yeah, so that's... So the question is actually starting to be a good one, and this is we're probably 2 years off this being a legitimate one. We're creeping, or maybe only 1 year. If you're picking a key defender for the next 10, Harris Andrews or Sam Taylor?
Andrews is a couple of years older.
Andrews is a couple of years older.
Sam Taylor's only his third year.
Yeah.
First year played fullback in the grand final, missed last year with an infection of some description.
He was injured towards the end of that, wasn't he? He played the grand final.
The year after, last year he got really, really sick.
That's right, yeah. But geez, he rebounded quickly. Any worries about him being off crook.
No, he's good. And Haynes sort of being up and down and they're missing, it's been good for him. It's now his back line, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
Davis is gone.
Phil Davis shouldn't play again, I don't.
No.
Not as an essential player. No.
Yeah.
Like Sam Taylor's the man. He's the walk-up man, and whatever happens around him and the other, you know, young'uns there. Hawthorn, righto. So obviously they're going like a busted and they're not very exciting. And Sam Baz made a point today that when Hawthorn was shit at the start of Clarko's tenure,
yep,
there were kids.
Yep.
And there was a lot of dog in them.
Yeah.
They'd lose, but they'd lose fighting and scrapping and unsociable, getting reported.
It was a Luke Hodge.
Jordan Lewis, Bud would bloody blue. Yeah,
and it was easy to see that something special was going to happen.
Yeah.
You could see it. The green shoots weren't just shoots, they were trees.
Yeah. But early days, I was still getting fed by 100.
Yeah.
By teams. We went to Port Adelaide and Adelaide a few times.
I think Burley Ellis punching on in the middle of the ground.
Yeah, I still slam a few. Yeah. Who would you rather be? This is the question. Hawthorn? Or North Melbourne? And would you consider trading Hawthorn's best players this year to get picks?
I would.
Is every player...
Who's their best players that you're trading?
Well, so I reckon Sicily's the only one I wouldn't trade.
Yeah, I'd have a conversation with pretty much... Sicily, yeah, okay, quarantine Sicily. But Amira Mitchell, the whole...
Not because they're stars. Like, they are good... They are brilliant players. But for them, you look at that now and go, mate, you're not going to win a flag here.
If you can get a big haul, you'd do it.
Yeah, they need to get a... Because at the moment you go, all right, they've got kids being Will Day,
Scrimshaw,
Gravis, Denver. Scrimshaw's about 40.
Another good game on the weekend from Scrim.
How many did Archie kick? Four.
Was he playing on Archie?
Yeah, his finger in the back on him. Archie just turned him.
They've got that kid Tim O'Brien as well.
Tim O'Brien's... he's a year off his superannuation. Day, Scrimshaw... Day, bloody Denver, Granger, Barras, haven't seen.
Yeah.
But they don't have eight of them.
No.
And they need a haul. I reckon they need to consider moving.
And North's kind of got some guys already.
Yeah, they're a year of fun.
Powell and Phillips. There's a guy in the VFL Ford, Eddie Ford. I think he looks pretty.
Eddie Ford.
Yeah, good name too.
Eddie Ford, good Eddie name. Ford.
Who are we on? Melbourne? It's Melbourne?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that Sydney game? Feel okay?
Yeah.
I'm just asking this question after last week's North Melbourne game. Just saying... Are we sure? 8-0. Here we go.
He's a hater. You're still a hater.
I watched that game and I was like, Sydney are going to win this game. And then they didn't.
That's the thing. They don't. You think you have your moments in a lot of those games and then you don't.
You watch what happens this week. They'll play Carlton and there'll be a point of the game where you're like, is Carlton going to win this? Yeah. And then Melbourne will win.
Carlton will be 40 up there in the three-quarter time. They'll still lose somehow.
They'll smack Adelaide the following week. But then
They'll smack Adelaide.
Dogs, Lions after that.
Beautiful.
I'm very excited about those two games, particularly probably the Dogs one. Mm. Can we give some love to Tommy McDonald, the man that we put a lot of pressure on the last couple of years?
Just
13
huge.
Goals, four on the weekend.
He gets up the ground.
Among forwards, third among disposals, only behind Lockie Hunter and Toby Green.
Shit.
And he's fifth in marks. That's pretty bloody good.
So Josh Kelly obviously doesn't fall into that.
No, he's probably not classed as a forward.
Yeah, Lockie Hunter's been
They're
forward.
Classed as forwards, general forwards. Mm.
Yeah. Tom McDonald's in the team of the week this week, and he would have been the first one they thought would have been, all right, we just navigate the magnets a little bit when Ben Brown's available.
I thought there was going to be an issue there.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Tomlinson did his knee, but it didn't. The best thing that happened was going down to Tassie playing North, and they could sort of manipulate the team. It wasn't a do or die.
Yep.
You know, come win that. And away they go. But Tommy Donald's been a star. But just Petrarca, did you watch the game? Does he poll Brownlow votes? He wasn't great, but then you look at his games and you're like, well, Clary Oliver was brilliant.
Clary Oliver Callum is a Mills three, you would think.
Amazing.
Yeah, Mills was true. And
so he'll pitch a vote.
Luke Parker was brilliant, as well.
Second half, yeah.
I think
Petrarca's now at the point where the umpires will start to be like, yeah, he's a Brownlow.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I looked at it. Like, we're not sure.
Oh,
they win, and he's played 28. Yeah. Oh, shit, mate.
Goods was the king of that. Or it was a game where Goods had like 14 touches, and they lost by 40, and he got the three. Yeah. I was like, they just didn't know who to give votes to, so they gave it to Goodsy.
Okay, North Melbourne, this Saturday, 12:10 PM our time. So that's what 2:10 PM Tassie time. Tasmania Derby, North Melbourne versus Hawthorn.
17th versus 18th.
Win number one for North Melbourne coming up.
This is 17th versus 18th.
Does the loser of this game have to relocate?
Well, is it in Tassie?
Yeah, it's in Tassie.
Which part of Tassie?
UTAS. So that's it's typically a Hawthorn.
It's a Hawthorn. It's
funny you say that. I think
the loser has to stay.
I
love this idea.
Yeah, loser has
whoever
to relocate
this
to
game
Tassie.
Is now the Tassie Hawks or the Tassie Roos.
Yeah.
I just got an email literally as I was sitting here waiting for you guys to turn up late from the head of sport content, Triple M. Hi all, attached for the weekend. No call, Hawthorn v North Melbourne. Wow. They're not even bothering sending anyone down to Tassie.
What about the Dream Team Talk boys to go and call the game? They're around.
Yeah, send the boys.
Hobart or Lonnie?
Listen to that.
Send them up.
It doesn't matter, but you do it. In fairness, I think North Melbourne get the chocolates.
I did as well. I tipped them last week. Just on the weight of numbers, you have to win eventually.
You got to pinch one at some stage.
I thought they'd beat Collingwood.
I didn't think they were going to beat them. As soon as Darcy Moore was back.
Darcy Moore killed me on the weekend in more ways than one. And lost me a fantasy game too. The shoots are there. I don't mind. What's with Aaron Hall, by the way?
Yeah.
What is happening there?
Just his head or his disposal count the whole lot?
The whole lot. And he's actually using the footy pretty well too. Like, he looks like he belongs
this
down
there. This is like
there.
That 6 week patch at Gold Coast that one year.
It is.
14 point line.
For Hawthorn. It's favourite.
Hawthorn a favourite, so North get the 14 point head start.
Ooh. I like the old either side 24 or less sort of range for this
No,
one.
You got to get off the fence. Have a swing.
Who are you going to sit then? You're ahead of me now.
I'll go Hawthorn. Port Adelaide. Shout out to Cleary, who I got smacked for not having in the team of the week this week.
It's a thankless task.
Talking about the team of the week, I hit Nick up yesterday actually and said, one, can you pay invoices this decade? That'd be helpful.
Yeah.
The bit that got me was, can you send me the tile and I'll post it on socials.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, the bloke's pretty busy at the moment, mate.
Oh, mate.
I said, no way. So I just went through my last month to see the impressions I had on Twitter for the West. 300,000 impressions.
Whoa.
So, stick them
he's
in
coming,
your pipe.
Mate.
Stick them in your hooter.
That's impressive.
300,000 you've just said goodbye to, but make sure the little digital thing you wanted to put up about something stupid gets up with one.
300,000
over the month. So there you go. Bad luck. Because I'm doing you a solid.
Yeah, the man's an influencer.
No.
Today? What was that, a face mask or something?
Hey?
Did you have a face?
What were you plugging today?
Sorry, just quickly before I go. Travis Boak, because I know Jake Colvin's a mad Port supporter. Travis Boak was best on ground, but got tagged out of it pretty significantly.
Who won the medal?
Travis Boak.
And sorry, what I was going to say is when the game finished, two ladies went to Travis Boak. Boak, you've won.
Really? Told him. Oh, remember
the camera panned on. The camera.
This isn't Luke Shuey, Norm Smith.
The camera panned on to him, and I paused it, and I was going to put it up.
I hate this. Because I've always loved the mystery of whose name's going to... I want to see their reaction.
Yeah.
I don't like that they know.
Obviously, the media girl or whoever
it's
it was.
It's normally like the venues or the
she went up to him and
but
said...
why?
Do
they have to give a speech? Is it so that they thank the sponsors?
Well, that's why Boots was told he won the Norm Smith.
I don't like this.
You got to thank these people.
I don't like this at all.
Take the emotion. Don't you... Why should some random be the one who tells you about the joy of your life?
You want to hear it from old mate with
you
the great voice.
You want to share it with the...
grand final day, you want to hear it from Michael Voss or whoever's up.
Yeah.
Voss never won a Norm Smith, did he?
You want to share it with 100,000.
Yeah.
Cheering you.
That's...
Anyway.
Voss should have won that Norm Smith.
I don't like this.
They took the votes.
Let's get this going.
Quarter.
As well as your Foxtel thing on the corner, let's get this going.
Read
too.
The votes. Yeah.
No more pre-announcement. Richmond?
Yeah.
Okay, so this question is from Jaden Steve. Can the Tigers still win it, or have they lost too many depth players?
Now, this is an interesting one for me.
I did some research. So going back on their three flags, 17, 19, 20. From 20, they've lost Markov, who was an emergency. From 19, they lost Brandon Ellis.
Yeah.
From 17, Rance and Grigg have retired, but the only players they sort of lost were Townsend and Butler. I would say that's not the issue for them. I would say the issue is probably more guys like Rioli, Jack Graham to a degree, Caddy definitely.
Jack Graham's a good player.
Yeah.
But do not put him in a category
he's
where
he's a good player, but I'm saying, look, none of these guys
He'd be top five in their best and fairest.
He's a star?
Yeah. For them, he
okay,
is.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll leave Jack Graham out.
Thank you.
But Rioli hasn't come on, and Caddy's basically stuck in the twos most of the time, and then he's got. So I feel like
Castagna, those guys.
Other than Bolton.
Yeah.
None of them have really made a leap.
And I will say that people go, oh, Richmond had the easiest injury run of all when they won their flag. They got depleted by injuries a few times before.
Yeah.
There was one year where Lynch's first year
where
he held them. And I was like, oh, I don't know if he's going that well. He kicked 60 or something. But they were depleted with injuries at stages in that. So they've dealt with injuries well enough.
He was only just going that year as well.
Yeah, but I reckon.
I don't think any of those guys that have left have really left that big of an impact.
No. I just don't reckon.
The problem was that they weren't star-studded across the board. And if you lose 5% from your top five players, you lose 25% across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cochin is a loss. Yeah, you take Cochin. Yeah. They've got five or six sprinkling of stars and then a flat bed.
Prestia's hurt a lot.
Prestia's another
always hurt.
See, there you go. There's players missing everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's more about that stuff than depth players have lost. Can they still win it?
Yeah.
I'm more unlikely than
I feel like they're a team, if they're in the six, they can win it because of the MCG and all that.
Yeah, I'm still more unlikely than
It's difficult to win three on the trot.
St Kilda?
St Kilda. So this one's from Rattles Chin. A Paddy Ryder. He said all
two weeks in a row for Rattles.
Rowan Marshall. Did you get one last week?
I got one in last week.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. A Paddy Ryder or Rowan Marshall, the most important player for the Saints. And it's a good point.
As in one or the other? Or
well, I don't know. I think it's sort of either or. Like they both. And so, it's Paddy Ryder is...
My old man, pretty crucial. My old man rang me one day taking the piss. He goes, what's Paddy Ryder's odds for the Brownlow? Joking, but making the point how important he is to St Kilda. And I was like, anyway, he got a text again after he was unbelievable on the weekend. Paddy Ryder pole on the weekend, mate, as a joke. But Paddy Ryder, what he's doing for those mids, Crouch has become a different player. Zach Jones is a different player. Steele does what Steele does.
At the end of that game, when it was in the balance,
Paddy Ryder.
I mean, he was playing against Caleb Graham. He's not a ruckman, but he won them the game essentially.
Mate,
was it four deep? He came through and
we've seen
that one?
Paddy do that. He's a bit clutch. Remember game against Port with the tap down of Robbie Gray?
That's right.
Paddy Ryder's arguably the best ruckman in the comp there for a little bit.
At Port.
Best tap ruckman for sure. Yeah. Like he was sort of, with Nick Nat, the two best tap ruckman in the last 10, 15 years, I reckon.
Yeah, let me keep talking. I'm just going
to... I think it's been easy to forget about him because he's jumped clubs a lot.
Paddy Ryder definitely had
Paddy Ryder's ceiling when he got drafted was guy could be the best player.
Kevin
Sheedy said that, remember? This kid's going to be the best player in the AFL. And
All
he
Australian
quite,
2017.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that for Port? So he never quite got to be the best player in the AFL. But he's had a good career.
Well, yeah.
A really good career.
This is the level he's at. He's 30, probably 34,
best and
35.
Fairest winner?
Is he?
Would that be John Cale?
John Cahill medal? Yeah.
Best and fairest winner.
Same year?
Yeah.
17.
I reckon, was the best ruckman.
Well, with Marshall and him, I always used to say this about Will Schofield. He unlocked McGovern. So for McGovern to be a star, Will Schofield had to do the ugly stuff a bit in the
background. Yeah, you need people to do ugly stuff.
And I think that's what Paddy, his stuff isn't ugly, but it unlocks Rowan Marshall. Rowan Marshall's far better when Paddy Ryder's in the team.
No, 100%.
Sydney.
So Buddy Franklin obviously returned, and I'll copy another bit of shit about Steve May not being in the team, but I mean, Bud's played three games of footy.
Bud's a very injured old man as well.
Yeah, so let's lower expectations on Bud. But what is your plan with Bud? What are you planning to do with him now?
I've always said play him at the SCG every time.
Yeah.
Because he loves playing there and you get the home
tickets.
But
you can't have a player
playing every second week.
You just can't.
Why not?
Well, so think about the bottom end who is getting dropped every second week to play.
Oh, yeah. But so who is that player? Is it?
No, but I'm just saying, if it's a kid.
Yeah.
What's that doing for the kids' development? Nick Blakey was sub on the weekend.
Didn't get on.
No.
Yeah. Well, I see what you're saying, but I just think you've got to manage Buddy however he needs to be managed.
Yes.
And if that means playing him every second week, then fine.
So your plan would be just to dictate the whole season around Buddy?
They're in a perfect spot. No one cares if they win or lose, but it's fun when they do. Yeah, but that's okay. He probably needs a year in the twos. They didn't play much footy last year.
Even though he played every game.
Yeah, but how short was the waffle season?
It was like 12. It was
16 games or something.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a full normal season.
Oh, listen to
he needs more reps.
He
didn't get a kick for 3 weeks when he was in the one.
No, but I'm just saying. So you got Bud. So the player would be Logan McDonald coming up and out.
All right, see, I'm okay with Logan coming in and out every now and then.
Okay.
And it actually almost works really nicely. But I'd prefer to have them playing alongside each other sometimes as well. So there's a craft.
Ask me what I'd do. What would you do? Play him every week.
Till what? Yeah. Hammy blows out?
No, sorry. But obviously he's back now playing.
Yep.
I just reckon now you...
You only pull him when he's sore.
Worse than sore.
All the time probably.
Yeah. I reckon they'll do the thing where they play him two or three and then rest, play two or three.
But I reckon for him to get in sync and his confidence, because he's such a superstar,
yeah,
he can't be doing one in, one out at that age. He needs a bit of momentum.
He looked a bit out of it the other night.
He did.
But you're allowed to have those games when you're 30.
No, of course, but he hasn't played footy for a period of time.
Yeah.
But he's not. It was like Ablett when you didn't want to see him play a bad game. This is tarnishing my memory.
What do we do with Gary Ablett? No, but yeah, for mine, Bud, I reckon just keep playing him and he'll get going.
West Coast, so Gaff's turned it around. First 2 weeks was 16 a game.
Jeez, you were a hater, wasn't he, early?
Now he's at 32 and a half.
Gaff's contract?
So Gaff's 29 in a month.
He's still young.
How many games he's played, you reckon?
He'd be like one. He hasn't missed much footy, has he?
I'd say 230.
Yeah, 223.
Jeez.
So he's barely missed any. So he's had.
That's a game on SEN.
How many games?
They name a player.
How many?
And you've got to try and work out how many games they played. And then whether you know. So that would have been a win.
SEN, you've been listening to a competitor. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see what works around the country.
11 seasons. In 7 of them, he hasn't missed a game. And in another 2, he's missed 2 or 1.
So he's going to clock. He's going to get 300.
Well, interesting.
Shannon Hearn's going to get 300.
Like, Jack Darling. Yeah. So they came in the same draft. Jack's played one game less. Yeah. So those two are right on track for playing 300.
So they would have played. They're 1-2 most games played together.
They'd be in right the up there.
Would be right up there.
Yep. Yeah. By the time they're done.
Is it still McLeod and Edwards? Was it Edwards?
Did they hate each other?
Yeah. That was the irony. And there was a couple of Carlton blokes. I think it was like Bradley and...
Sticks or something.
Maybe. Or Silvani.
Bradley and somebody. Yeah, it might have been Sauce.
Did they like each other?
Yeah, they did.
We've got to check out the Jack Darling-Andrew Gaff relationship.
No, not mates.
Really? Hate each other. You heard it here first.
With a passion. Absolutely fabricated. They're actually quite close, Gaffy.
Old beef.
Apart from his 6-game absence when he got suspended, which every Dockers fan listening to this is yelling at the thing, talk about Brayshaw.
Cost him a flag. He paid the price.
Western Bulldogs. So Bont or McRae, the best player?
What? Permanently?
This
or
year.
On the,
let's say this year.
This year it's McRae.
Yeah. What about, let's give it a 5-year span.
Last 5 or next 5?
What's the age difference on them?
Wouldn't be similar.
Maybe McRae might be a year older.
I think
McRae's probably a year older. Got drafted. Him and Stringer in the top 10.
Yeah,
and then Bont.
It's
maybe
weird
the
that McRae and Stringer are the same age.
Yeah,
Stringer looks like he's 33, and he's lived
the life already.
Standing at full four with his busted hamstring on the weekend. You're like, oh, Jakey boy.
He's the oldest 25-year-old that ever lived.
So McRae's 26.
Yeah.
Bond's 25.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, 1 year.
So let's go last 2, next 3. That's
so you're basically saying, who would you rather have? It's Bond. It is Bond.
I know I'm wrong when I say this. Like, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm having McRae. But I know I'm wrong. Yeah. And that sounds so stupid.
I just think McRae
turns up every single week, like Jack Steele.
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to take Bond over Jack Steele probably, but you just know when you turn up as a coach.
Yeah.
McRae's going
to have to worry about him.
He's going to be tough. He's going to be as hard as you can be. He's going to get everything out of himself, whereas Bond sometimes goes missing a little
bit. McRae, because he gets so much of it, I think he gets put in a basket of he's an accumulator.
Yeah.
But he's not. But he's also really hard. He gets up. Yeah. He goes in hard. He gets a lot of hard ball. And he's really skillful.
Yeah.
Like often
kick,
like.
He can butcher a kick sometimes.
He can, but he can also take the really difficult option and hit it.
Cross his body and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, there's a few where he hits. Him and Norton have a really good thing going on.
They're good.
So I'm a huge fan, but I'd still say Bont.
Before you buzz out on this, just a quick moment just to applaud Little Libber.
He's having a great year.
Like Little Liver, he's a king.
He might be winning their BNF. Don't worry about it.
It could be.
All Australia. Has he been All Australian before?
No.
That's the other one I was going to say. Bailey Dale's money case for All Australian.
Yes, back pocket. Yeah, no, he's in there. Making a case.
Well, you never know because they want you to do well for a year.
He won't get it.
I'm telling you, if they're on top of the ladder or second, they have to have 3 or 4 in.
I suppose. I think you're right, Nick. I think they do the whole. Do it again next year, baby.
Well, yeah. because he's in a, he's at a Melbourne club, which gives you that the helps. Advantage, but it's not like one of the big.
Tommy Liberatore's had these games: 9 clearances, 12 clearances, 13 clearances, 10 clearances, 8 clearances.
He must be leading the AFL.
He's a king, mate. He's a king.
Amazing.
He must be leading the AFL.
He'd have to be. Can we just go back quickly, Brandon Starcevic?
Brandon Starcevic.
There was a question.
Yeah, quickly. We've got to do this in 65 seconds.
Okay, go. So, Minstagram said, should we be talking more about Brandon Starcevic? Yes, having a very good year. Personal story. Was at his house once before he got drafted. Mum made
did
me a
know,
sandwich.
I was going to say, made did he know you were there?
Made us all sandwiches. The whole crew. Chicken and salad sandwiches. Best sandwich I've had in a long time.
Really?
Thank you, Mrs. Starcevic.
So you're telling me I sat here for 60 seconds or something you could have tweeted? That could have been another of your stupid tweets.
Well, I tweeted that. You would have been
Can you remember
what
the salad
me.
Was? It like just with a bit of mayo?
No,
or
was it pretty
like
plain. There was some mayo in it.
How do you have your roll? Do you like them soft or hard?
Ah, soft.
Yeah, you know, it's hard ones. You're getting people like them, and you're like, shit goes everywhere.
Not but not too, you know, the soft ones with the flour on top? Can't do those.
Oh, mate, just get that in there. Yeah. I love a soft roll. Yep. And do you know what else I love?
Getting out of here?
Giving Ryan shit. Goodbye.
All right, this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show with thanks to the new Mazda BT50, the complete package. See you next time.